This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Germany has rejected a U.S. proposal to waive the patents on COVID-19 vaccines, a move that could derail the proposal that needs unanimous approval from the World Trade Organization to pass. A spokeswoman for Angela Merkel's government said the protection of intellectual property is a source of innovation and must remain so in the future. WTO Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala welcomed U.S. support for the idea. Developing countries say waiving the patents will allow them to make vaccines against COVID-19 and help to prevent future pandemics. Pharmaceutical companies say the issue is more complex and could erode production incentives and impede their ability to make vaccines in the future. The decision is up to the 164-member WTO, and if just one country, including Germany, votes against a waiver, the proposal will fail. The former president of the Maldives and current parliament speaker, Mohamed Nasheed, was injured Thursday in a bombing attack in the capital city. A spokesman for Nasheed's governing Maldivian Democratic Party told the Reuters news agency he had suffered shrapnel injuries in the attack, but that his condition was stable. President Ibu Solih said an investigation into the explosion was underway. Nasheed, who became Maldives' first democratically elected president in 2008, has remained an influential figure since leaving office in 2012. He is president of the governing party and, after a period in exile, has served as parliament speaker since 2019. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden took his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan deep into Republican territory Thursday, using an aging bridge in Lake Charles, Louisiana, to repeat his call for infrastructure improvements. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In Lake Charles, the president stood before a 70-year-old bridge 2 decades past its design lifespan, saying the nation cannot afford not to pay for rebuilding its infrastructure. The issue is how to pay for it. The president's pushing a corporate tax hike.
You know, I'm sick and tired of corporate America not paying their fair share.
But amid GOP objections, says he's ready to compromise.
I'm not ready to do nothing.
The White House is banking on voters and local officials selling the plan, like Lake Charles Mayor Nick Hunter, a Republican.
Any members of Congress out there who might be listening, Lake Charles needs help right now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least 25 people died on Thursday during an operation by Rio de Janeiro's police that targeted drug traffickers in the Jacarezinho favela of the city's north zone. One police officer and 24 suspects died from gunshots, according to the press office of Rio's civil police. Jacarezinho, one of the city's most populous favelas with some 40,000 residents, is dominated by the Comando Vermelho, one of Brazil's leading criminal organizations. The International Criminal Court in The Hague has sentenced former Lord's Resistance Army child soldier turned rebel commander Dominic Ongwen to 25 years in prison for war crimes and crimes against humanity. Lisa Bryant reports.
Dominic Ongwen was convicted of no less than 61 horrific crimes, including rape, torture, murder, and child abductions, the latter similar to what Ongwen himself suffered as a young boy. But while the panel of judges rejected the prosecution's recommended minimum 20-year sentence overall, they also found life in prison too excessive. Presiding Judge Bertram Schmidt.
The specificity of this case, of his history, of his situation, cannot be put aside deciding whether he must be sentenced to life imprisonment for his crimes.
Ongwen was captured by the Lord's Resistance Army, or LRA, as he headed to primary school in northern Uganda. Over 3 decades, the rebel group, led by self-styled prophet Joseph Kony, killed and abducted tens of thousands of children and adults, both in Uganda and nearby countries. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at a record high Thursday. The Dow rose 0.93%. The S&P 500 rose 0.82%. The Nasdaq added 0.37%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.